Well, welcome to our annual Evident Life Church tour. This is where we're going to be exploring our past as a church. We're going to be reminded of the calling that God has on us as a body of Christ here at Evident Life Church. And then we're going to look at our future. Where is God taking us, even immediately taking us this next year, 2015? I always start our Evident Life Church tours by saying that we are a church that believes in GPS. How many of you use GPS? Have it in your cars or anywhere else? You go hunting, you use it. I know Adam uses it when he's out there in the wilderness, and some of the rest of you do. GPS. But we look at GPS as being God's positioning system. It's something that we need. We need God to lead us and to guide us. And so we look to His Word, to Scripture, and to the leading of the Holy Spirit to guide us, to direct us, to lead us into the future of where He wants us here at Evident Life Church. And it really is, it's about worshiping Him and following Him in spirit and in truth. So that's the kind of GPS that we're talking about when we are looking at Evident Life Church and where God is taking us as the body of Christ. We're going to begin our tour first by briefly looking at our past. And there's so many things that we could talk about, so many amazing moves of God, so many ways He's blessed us, used us, and wowed us as a church. We're not going to be able to hit them all. We'd be in here for about a week or two, and we would have everybody up here giving dozens of testimonies of how God has shown up over the last 5.5 years. But we're just going to briefly kind of hit our past, where we've come from, and then where God is taking us. We officially launched September 13th, 2009, after having some prayer meetings in our living room and then also over at the Rec Center in Gilbert. And on September 13th, 2009, we launched in the Southeast Regional Library. And if you were there, you remember us saying that these are the good old days. And to always enjoy the good old days, because there's some time you're going to look back and remember those are the good old days. So I just want to say as we move forward that these are the good old days also. That there's going to be a time in the future when we're going to look back and go, remember the good old days. And you always look back at the good old days with fondness, don't you? If you call them the good old days, that means that they were good, right? So that just kind of makes sense. And so you look back and with fondness at the good old days, and you go, oh, man, those are so good. But some of the times in the middle of the good old days, you don't realize just how good those days are that you're having right now. So I just want to encourage us as we move forward to remember that you're living in the good old days now also. But looking back at those good old days in the Southeast Regional Library, we had similar things going on as what we have this morning with that feedback thing that we were having earlier. And about 15 to 20 minutes into every single one of the sermons in the Southeast Regional Library, what would happen? You'd hear this alarm, and then the announcement would come on over the loudspeaker of the library saying, "The library will be closing in 15 minutes." We talked to them, can you get it out of the main meeting room? Can it just be everywhere else? No, this is how it's going to be. So every week, that's what we had, the good old days. 2009, Southeast Regional Library. But then the Lord opened up a new space for us. And that was over at the Gilbert Town Square, our second floor facility, 7,000 square feet, that we had full time, 24/7. We thought, whoa, this is awesome. And it was awesome. We moved into there on Easter of 2010, and it was such a blessing to our church family, and so many amazing things happened in that space. And then, just this past year, the Lord blessed us with this facility, this property here in downtown Gilbert, in the Heritage District, in the center of where this whole community was birthed, and here we are, Evident Life Church, here. Do you think we're here for a purpose? Man, big time. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. The Lord has purposefully planted us here for His glory. And I want to, as we're talking about the past and us getting to this facility, I want us to remember that word that the Lord gave us through our friend Pastor Emmanuel from Ghana, Africa. When he called me on that Wednesday, and he said, "Eric, I just have a word from the Lord for you." And he told me, "I just feel like the Lord is telling you and your congregation to expand your expectations and increase your ability to receive." And, you know, over the past year, as we've We're blessed with this facility. We moved in. Our expectations have been greatly expanded. As he's planted us here in the heart of Gilbert, Arizona, our expectations continue to be expanded. And our ability to receive has increased. And I just want to encourage us as a family, as a church family, corporately and individually, to continue to allow this word, this truth that was given to us as a church that comes from God's word, continue to allow God to expand us and stretch us and to increase our expectations and increase our ability to receive as a church also. Because when we allow our expectations to expand and when we increase our ability to receive from God, you know what he does? He moves in us in bigger and greater ways. And he provides for us in greater and bigger ways. That's just how God operates. Let's continue to be that vessel that expands and increases our ability to receive. So, we're here in this facility. When we were launching Evident Life Church, though, the Lord very clearly spoke to us and said, you're to be a house of prayer. And of course, we read God's word and we go, of course, you know, the body of Christ is supposed to be a house of prayer. But God was specifically saying, no, like really, a house of prayer. You're supposed to make prayer a big part, a cornerstone, a foundation. We're going to talk more about that here this morning about prayer. You're supposed to make it a big part of who you are. You're supposed to really be a house of prayer. And so we launched the East Valley House of Prayer, EV Hop, at the same time that we launched Evident Life Church. And it's a big part of who we are. Another aspect of our past and our present and our future is Africa, specifically Ghana, Africa. And the Lord strategically put us in relationship with a local Ghanaian pastor, Pastor Emmanuel Fiagbaji, from the Volta region, and put us in relationship with him even before we launched the church. But that relationship has been a huge part of who we are and how we've been able to affect the body of Christ worldwide, even as a young church just launching. And over in Ghana, Africa, we have directly been involved in planting two churches, one in the village of Ohawu in the Volta region and one in Weta Junction. And the one in Weta Junction, they actually named it Evident Life Church, Weta Junction. And it just happens to be in the same area and facility and compound where we stay every time that we go over there. We've been over there three times. We've done a lot of revival meetings and crusades over there. In just those that we've led over there, we've seen over 500 people come to Christ and so many people healed and set free. I mean, like crazy spiritual bondage and demonic activity that people have been released from over there. And so it's just a blessing that we get to partner with Pastor Emmanuel and that ministry over there, as well as we've helped grow a Christian school in the village of Afife over in Ghana, Africa. And there's over 650 students in that school. And it's grown so much, and one of the reasons it's grown is because they have a playground now that this church provided for them. They have the best restroom facilities in the whole area because we funded building these restrooms for them. And the children that go to the school also receive two meals a day, 5 days a week when they go to school. And that's one of the reasons this Christian school, where these children are being taught biblical things and the biblical worldview on how to live, that's why the school is growing so much. In fact, it's grown so much that they are now going to open a second campus in Weta Junction, the same area and compound where the church that we planted is going to be located. And they already have 90 to 100 students that have identified that they're going to be going to that campus so that that school can continue to grow. Big impact. It's part of who we are. It's just part of who we are as a church. We're going to continue to sow into the church around the world. We'll talk a little bit more about that also here shortly. Right here at home, in our church family. Mentioned it earlier, we have so many testimonies that can be given about how God has shown up in people's lives, how he's set people free, how he's drawn people to him, how he has repaired marriages, how he has saved, delivered, restored, and baptized people, brought people into his family right here. Because we're responding to who God's called us to be as Evident Life Church. I think of our past, our present, and our future, and I think of the generosity of this church. It's a miracle that we have our own facility here. It's a miracle that we're able to do this work worldwide. It's a miracle that we're able to have an active benevolence fund and to help take care of one another in just really loving ways. It's amazing, and it's because the generosity of everyone in this church family is really off the charts. It's incredible. And that's because of hearts that are beating with God's heart. It's because of God's love that is changing us and is shining through us as a church family. I think of our adoption assistance program and the Puckett family, even right now, who is overseas and going to be bringing home their new daughter, Andrea. And it's so exciting that we're able to do this as a church family, to help one another in these areas of need, in these areas where God's calling us to step out in faith and grab hold of his heart of adoption and to care for kids that need to be part of a family. That's God's heart. And the generosity of this church and the heart and the love of each one of you in this church is doing some amazing things. This is part of who we've been and who we are and who we will continue to be as the Evident Life Church family. We're saving babies as we partner with Crisis Pregnancy Center. And we're going to be participating next week in the Sanctity of Life Sunday. And we're going to be bringing in a bunch of baby bottles. So I encourage you to grab baby bottles, bring a bunch of spare change, and put big dollar bills in there too, however much you can do just to save babies' lives as we partner with CPC. Every $1,000 they calculate saves another baby's life, prevents another abortion from occurring. And we've been part of that ever since we planted as a church. And we've been directly involved with saving numbers of babies' lives as we partner with Crisis Pregnancy Center. So God's had us involved in some pretty significant, amazing things, really beyond what we should be able to be involved in, just as a new church plant. But he continues to expand our expectations and increase our ability to receive from him and see him do great and mighty things in us and through us. So I want us to stand up for just a moment right now, and I want us to clap. And I want us to thank the Lord for the great things that he has done. Let's glorify him. You're good, God. We thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the glory, God. Thank you for letting us be part of your plans. Thank you for the things that you've done, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Let's continue our tour. As we continue our Evident Life Church tour this year, let's be reminded of our calling. Who are we and what are we all about here at Evident Life Church? Now, we understand this from God's Word, that the body of Christ is made up of different parts that have different purposes and callings. We read about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14, where Paul writes to the church and says, "For the body does not consist of one member, but of many." So, what part, what member of the greater body of Christ is Evident Life Church? At Evident Life, to help answer that, I'm just going to say right off the bat, the first thing about us is that we're Christocentric, meaning that Jesus Christ is the center of everything. He's our focus. He's our hope. And I just love the way that Greek word hope is defined when we look at the New Testament Greek on it. Hope is defined as great expectation and deep desire. So at Evident Life Church, who are we? We're all about Jesus being our deep desire and about him being our great expectation. And so the things that Jesus is all about, the things that are on his heart, are the things then that are on our heart. And so Jesus came to bring his kingdom, to save and to rescue the lost and the lonely. He came to bring the kingdom of God, to bring light into a dark world. And so that's what we're about as Evident Life Church. We're about bringing God's kingdom into the world that the Lord has placed us in right here and right now. But the nice thing is, sounds like a big task. Oh my goodness, how do we do that? Well, we have direction on how to do that. on how to be who God's called us to be. We have God's Word, first and foremost. The Word of God, Scripture, that guides us and leads us, defines and tells us who we are, first of all, whose we are, and then leads us and guides us in walking out our new identity, our born-again identity in Christ Jesus. It's our roadmap right here. We have God's Word that leads us. But the beautiful thing is that we also have additional words from the Lord that He's spoken to us as Evident Life Church. Specific words that go hand in hand with His written word that help us understand which member, which part of the body of Christ we are, and where we're going and how He wants to use us for His glory right here and right now where He's planted us and placed us. And so what I'd like to do as we continue our Evident Life Church tour is I would like to go through, not only like to, I am going to go through, and I'm going to remind us of the different words that He's spoken over us, Evident Life Church. And we're going to look at those words again, and it's going to help us understand and be reminded of our calling so as we're launching forward into the future that we're tied to who and what God has called us to be. You ready? All right. The first word the Lord gave us right away when we were launching as a church is God said that the roots of an evident life go deep. The roots of an evident life go deep. D-E-E-P, deep. The D stands for discipleship. The Lord showed us that the first E represents evangelism. The second E represents encounter. And the P represents prayer. Those are the roots that God has in us that we are to grow in and grow out of. Those roots, D-E-E-P. So let's go through each one of those. The first root of an evident life is discipleship. Who are we? What are we supposed to be doing? What are we all about? Discipleship. Why? Because an equipped saint is a powerful tool in God's hands. Those of us who are willing to allow God to grow us up and to mature us and to take us from glory to glory and to do His work in us and through us, man, we're powerful tools in His hands. We just talked about it as we're going through the Sermon on the Mount. We just talked about how our identity now is salt and light. That's powerful as we allow God to change us and to sanctify us. I mean, we become powerful tools in His hands, and that comes through discipleship. That's why life groups and prayer meetings and men's and women's gatherings and our Sunday morning gatherings that we have every week, that's why they're so important. Because discipleship happens when the saints come together. When the body of Christ gets together, discipleship happens. If you look throughout the Word of God, you look throughout the New Testament, you see examples of discipleship, and it's when God's people got together, when they did life together. That's when discipleship would happen because of the principle that iron sharpens iron. And so how is iron going to sharpen iron if they're in different rooms, if they're not together? But when iron comes together and starts to do life together, iron begins to sharpen iron. Discipleship starts to happen. That's why it's so important for us to get together. That's why God's Word says don't forsake the gathering of the saints, because powerful, significant things happen when God's people get together. And one of those powerful, significant things is discipleship. This is where equipping takes place. Remember, Jesus' final command was to do what? Go and make disciples. Which infers that we're being disciples also and being discipled also. Discipleship. The first root of an evident life. The second root of an evident life is evangelism. As a New Testament church, Evident Life Church embraces the Great Commission, again found in Matthew 28, 18 through 20, which commands us to go share the good news with the lost world. That's what Jesus did, and that's what we're all about. And we want to continue to grow in that. We want to continue to embrace that. We want to see how God leads us into new ways of evangelism, of reaching people who need to know Jesus. And so we encourage personal evangelism, prayer evangelism, local, global evangelism. We keep seeking the Lord on new ways to be used by Him in this area of evangelism. the Lord ever gives you an idea related to evangelism, please don't keep it to yourself. Come share it with one of the elders in the church, because we're all in this area. The third root of an evident life is encounter. Encounter. What does that mean? It means that if we're going to go deep with God, we've got to be people who are encountering the presence, the power, and the person of the Holy Spirit. That's God. The Holy Spirit isn't just some thing or some power, some ambiguous thing that God does. No, the Holy Spirit is God with us right now. And if we're going to be people who go deep with God, then we've got to be connected with Him, and we've got to be experiencing Him, encountering Him in very real ways. And that's what we're designed for. We're designed for that. At Evident Life, we believe that the gifts, the presence, and the power of the Holy Spirit are available to us today, right here, right now, as God's family. Nothing's expired. He hasn't expired. His gifts, His move haven't expired. He is God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we're about helping people develop an intimate relationship with God that includes encountering His presence. Because here's the reality. Programs alone, they don't change people. The world has all kinds of programs. There's all kinds of programs that you can go to try to get fixed or whatever. You know what? Programs alone do not change people. But an encounter with the living God will always change somebody. This root of encounter reminds us of another word that the Lord spoke over this church just a couple years ago. It's entitled Outpouring is what I felt the Lord was saying the title of the word was. So I just want to read this word that He gave us a couple years ago because it's extremely relevant and will continue to be relevant to us as a church family. Here's the word. I sense God wanting to release a spirit and grace for higher praise that will break chains and bring a spirit of freedom over this church to a degree that we've not yet experienced. This freedom will in turn open up the door for deeper worship and intimacy with the Lord. It will release a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the spiritual gifts that He offers the church. This was a now word 2 years ago. It was a now word last year, and it's a now word right now. I mean, I don't know about you, but I began to experience some of this even in our time of praise earlier. I mean, y'all were going after it. I saw people even dancing before the Lord. And I felt that there was beginning to be a release even that was happening as a result of that. This is God's heart and His desire for His church. Encounter. Outpouring of Him to us. Relationship. Intimacy. This is God's heart. I mean, in fact, this is why we were created. We were created for relationship. We all say that, oh, it's about relationship, not about religion. Well, relationship is about encounter. Relationship is about intimacy. Relationship is about being in each other's presence, spending time with one another, enjoying one another. Encounter. 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 The Lord designed us for encounter with Him. Expand your expectations in that. Increase your ability to receive encounter with Him. It's God's heart. It's good too. I'm telling you, it's good. The fourth way that we go deep, the fourth root of an evident life is prayer. Prayer matters greatly, and it changes things. Changes things. I want you to notice this. This is just how God did it. It's not some master plan that I came up with in my office one day of deep, and this is how it's all going to work. You know, but you look at it and you think, oh, prayer, it's the fourth one, it's the last one, it's the afterthought, but no. Notice that prayer is the deepest root. It's the in D-E-E-P, which one was the deepest? Prayer. The deepest root in a tree or in a plant is called the tap root. The deepest root of this church, the tap root of this church is prayer. What is the tap root? The tap root's the largest, the most central, most dominant root It's the central root from which other roots sprout. And in this church, the Lord has caused and designed prayer to be our taproot. The one that everything else sprouts from comes out of prayer. So do we want our church to be healthy, full of life, effective, glorifying God? Then we've got to grow that taproot. We've got to feed that taproot and we've got to pray. Do we want our community, our nation to change? We've got to pray. Tap into prayer. Do we want our marriages to be revived? Prayer is the answer. Do we want our children to be impacted? I mean, really impacted. Then pray for them. Pray with them. Teach them to pray. Get them involved in prayer. Bring them to prayer meetings. Make prayer just part of their lives, what they see, what they're just involved in. And you'll see amazing things of God start to sprout and grow out of that. The taproot. It's got to be the taproot of this church and of our lives. Prayer. The largest, most dominant, central part of our lives, prayer. So deep, it's our DNA here at Evident Life Church. It's our calling here at Evident Life Church. So everything that we do has got to be connected to deep, to these roots. So we're not just going to do some kind of wild hair program out there that has nothing to do with deep. Everything's got to be connected to deep because this is who He's called us to be. And so as we launch into our future, understanding that the roots of an Evident Life go deep, where are we going? What's God have planned for us? Maybe even just over this next year. What do we have to look forward to? Well, last year the Lord gave us the word advance, if you remember that. He said it's a year of advance. And the definition of advance is to move forward in a purposeful way, to proceed, to press on, to make progress, and to gain ground. And we did a lot of that last year. Primarily in the physical sense, as we advanced and the Lord advanced us into this place in Gilbert, into this facility, into this building, onto this piece of land. We advanced here. Now, I believe that the word advance is I've been seeking the Lord for the last month. Okay, God, what do you have? Is it a new word? What is it for 2015? You know, everything is whatever in 2015. You know, what's the clever thing? And the Lord just said, the word is advance. I said, that's last year. He said, that's this year. Amen. He said, last year you advanced into the new space, the new location, and you've established a mission base by which now to advance into the community and to bring my kingdom. So this year is in a year of advancement from the mission base into the community to begin to bring serious, significant kingdom of God impact into the community that we're planted in. Make sense? That's what God is doing and is going to do more of this year in 2015. Advancing into our community. We've talked about this before when we moved in here, that we're not here. We weren't blessed with this amazing facility simply to have a comfortable environment to, quote unquote, do church. It's not why we're here. Rather, we're here to bring impact. We're here to bring His kingdom. We're here to be the salt and light right here in our community. Not to play church, none of that kind of stuff, but to bring His kingdom. Now, the Lord gave us an acrostic a year ago, representing five areas of impact, and I want us to revisit that. Five areas where the Lord is specifically calling us and gifting us and providing for us to be able to impact our community. And the acrostic is using the word plant, P-L-A-N-T. And the first area that we impact our community, that we're going to continue to sow into, and now that our house of prayer is up and running full on right now, and all of us can sign up on the calendaring tool to take time in the prayer room, we're ready to roll again, big time. I mean, you know, full on, let's get that train moving down the track, full speed, with prayer. How are we going to impact our community? It starts with prayer. We also impact our community through life, through helping protect the unborn, and we're going to continue to do that. We're going to talk about that more next week on Sanctity of Life Sunday. Adoption and orphan care is the other way that we have been impacting our community and will continue to impact our community. New church planting. We're not done planting churches, and I believe there's going to be a day when we will be planting additional churches, even here in the greater Phoenix metropolitan area, right out of this church, planting churches. We'll continue to do that overseas, too. And then the final area of impact is town transformation, evangelism, service, bringing God's kingdom to our city, bringing revival to our region. This is God's heart. And he's planted us here for such a time as this, to be his hands, his feet, to be his tools to do this. And this is specifically what I feel God is gracing us with this year, to step out more in the area of town transformation. Town transformation. Believe it or not, our community leaders welcome our involvement. As a Spirit-filled evangelical church right here in Gilbert, they welcome, even though all of our leaders aren't evangelical Spirit-filled Christians. They welcome our involvement and our relationship with them in our community. And we know that the only real, the only lasting answer for our community is and always has been and always will be Jesus and his kingdom. And the church is God's chosen instrument for bringing his kingdom. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, and he said, now you go do the things I did and even greater things. Bring my kingdom. Now you're salt and light. Go do it. So here we are. The Lord's given us favor with our city, with our town here in Gilbert. Officials here in Gilbert, the mayor, the police chief, even our congressman, whose office is just a stone's throw from our church building right here. We have a relationship with every single one of them. I've spent time praying with each one of these men. The Lord's positioned us for such a time as this to advance into our community and to bring impact, to bring town transformation. And so, in addition to the continued prayer, which we know moves mountains, it changes hearts, brings revival, changes whole nations. In addition to that, the Lord is also positioning us right now to engage our community, to reach out and to serve others in very practical ways. So let me read to you James 2, verses 14 through 18. James writes, he says, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one says to him, hey, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by actions, is dead. But someone will say, look, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Town transformation, this is where God's moving us. This is the direction he's taking us in 2015. It's because our church is growing up. You know, when you're an infant, you can't do much for anybody else. You just can't. But when you start growing up, you start developing more ability and more responsibility, don't you? I've got 4 kids. Man, as soon as my kids can walk and chew gum, I got them doing dishes, man. Because you know what? They've got ability. I'm going to train them in it, and I'm going to give them the responsibility to do it, and they're going to start contributing to the greater good of what's happening around the Jones household. And you know what? We're 5.5 years old now. We're at that age now where we've come out of infancy. We're not crawling anymore, man. We're walking, we're running, and sometimes maybe even getting a little bit of trouble. I was looking for somebody I could point out, but everybody here is just so, man, I couldn't see anybody getting in a little trouble. And so we're growing up. As part of growing up, the Lord is giving us the ability and the resources and the responsibility and the vision now to go and to serve others, to help others, to engage with others, to help lift others up and to bless them. So as an elder team, we're responding to this, and we've identified three ways we're going to be engaging our community with outreach. So I want to roll these out to you. The first way that we're going to be engaging and bringing some town transformation with feet and hands on the street is through the Open Arms Care Center. I don't know how many of you know where that is or what that is, but it's a food pantry that provides for those who have needs for food and other items. And it happens to be right across the street from our church. Now, we've engaged with them in the past. We've done food drives with them in the past. We've even had some of us go over there and help sort their items at different times. But we feel the Lord leading us greater and greater into being more connected with the Open Arms ministry. In fact, we're going to be doing a monthly food drive and supply drive for Open Arms ministry. We're going to end up, over the course of the next month or two, having an actual donation box out in the lobby full time to where we can bring these non-perishable items, food and other supplies, to be able to help make sure that that food pantry is fully stocked and has what others need. We're also going to be putting together a team, and we have Christina Gridhari and Patty Viegas, who are already stepping into places of leadership on that team, and they're going to be putting together different opportunities for us as the church family to serve hands-on over there at the food pantry also. So that's an area where we're going to jump in there, and we're going to start connecting with our community and supplying needs that they have, because we've been blessed, and we want to bless others. The second area of engagement in town transformation is we're going to be connecting with the Gilbert Senior Center, which again is if some of you who are golfers could probably, you know, drive a ball, you know, if you're a 300 plus yard, you know, guy and hit the Senior Center, which is just over the railroad tracks, just southwest of our building right here on the other side of Gilbert Road. It's next to the Boys and Girls Club. And there's a Senior Center there. Do you think there are people there that have needs? Do you think there are people there that are in the Senior Center that would love to have people just come and talk with them and show them that they care, listen to them, spend time with them, serve them, play games with them, laugh with them, pray with them and for them? Do you believe that lives can be impacted? Most of you know the story of my grandfather at age 96. Because people came and served him and loved him and listened to him and shared life with him, he was able to hear the gospel message in a way and at a time when he was able to receive it by God's grace and come into the kingdom of God. So we're going to connect. We're looking for people to get involved in this. All of us can get involved. Any age can get involved in this ministry, in this outreach opportunity. And let's transform our town one life at a time. The third area is homeless ministry. We're going to be partnering with the Chandler Christian Community Center. Their office is obviously in Chandler, but they also now have a full-time office in Gilbert, in downtown Gilbert, at the Senior Center, actually, is where their office is located. And they have a program called iHelp, Interfaith Homeless Emergency Lodging Program. And what this iHelp program does is it partners with local churches. And the churches open up their facilities one night a week or whenever they're able to do that in order for the homeless to be brought from the Chandler Christian Center over to the church and spend the night there where they'll be fed and taken care of and where that local church can minister to them, can talk with them, can pray with them and for them. And so we're going to be partnering with this ministry. We have Sean Donaldson, who's heading that up, has already been connecting for months with the iHelp ministry. Dan Van Dusen is going to be on board already, assisting Sean in these efforts. And they welcome any and everyone who wants to help. And so as a church family, we're going to be involved in this. We're going to live out this James 2 reality and precept of helping those in need. In fact, I just read in Proverbs 17, this was just this morning. I woke up really early. Proverbs 17, verse 4. It's interesting I read this. The Lord's pointing me to it right now. It affected me, and I had to pray and repent and just make sure I was okay with God in this. It's actually verse 5. He who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Capital M, maker. Homeless ministry, outreach, town transformation. We're also going to be involved in increased international impact, as well as continuing with the ministry over in Ghana, Africa. We're also going to be partnering with a ministry that Phil Klein's brother, is heavily involved in over in Indonesia. And his brother has an even evangelistic ministry over there where they're bringing the gospel into that region, into that nation, highly Muslim, can be dangerous at times, but there's a lot of impact opportunity over there. And we have a relationship with the Klein family, and we like relationships. We like working with people where we have immediate relationships and really know what the needs are. And so we're going to be increasing our international outreach also as a church right here from downtown Gilbert. I've been going a little while. I could keep going on this journey, on this church tour. I'm going to invite the band to come up, though, and let's begin to close. The Lord has spoken a word over this church, and we've talked about it many times. Spoken a word over this church so many times from so many different voices in the greater body of Christ. And the Lord has said that this church is to be a lighthouse, that this church is a lighthouse. Look at that picture of a lighthouse. The storm, the darkness, the waves crashing, the danger all around. But there is a lighthouse that is beaming light to bring those in the darkness, in danger, to a place of safety. That light is the light of Christ. It's the light of God's goodness, of His grace. It's fueled by the oil of the Holy Spirit, of that encounter with God. That's who God's called us to be right here, to be a lighthouse. For the light of God to shine through us so powerfully that it would guide and lead people into the very presence and safety of God's arms. That's who we are at Evident Life Church. That's who we're called to be right here, right now, in this community and to this community. Because we're not supposed to be a country club for Christians. That's not who we are. It's not who we're going to be. We're called to be a lighthouse, beacon of hope, directing people to Jesus Christ. We just talked about it in the Sermon on the Mount. You're the light of the world. Let your light shine. You're the lighthouse in this community. Beam brightly. Let your light shine. Continue to fuel the light of Christ in you through intimacy with God and the move of the Holy Spirit. When we allow God to shine forth, it's going to be His glory that people see. His glory. The atmosphere in our very community will begin to change as we continue to grow in this calling to be the lighthouse through our DNA of our roots going deep with God. The power of God will continue to be displayed, and there'll be expanded displays of His power, of His miracles, of His love to people in this community. Revival will come, and our Father in heaven will be praised and glorified as a result. Look, our future is bright because, hey, we're a lighthouse. And we're filled with the glory and the very presence of God. Our future is bright. Are you ready to run into it? You ready to go? Because God's already gone before us, and He's with us. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's all we need. So let's continue to trust Him, to lean into Him, to follow Him, and to just see Him expand our expectations and increase our ability to receive. Let's be wowed by God as we run forward. Let's stand up and worship Him.